Hi, my name's Chris Auld from Intergen. In this session, we're going to discuss workflow in Dynamics CRM 2011. So why might we think about using workflow? Workflow allows us to more easily model real-world behavior. Right? If we think about real-world behavior, what happens in a business process? Potentially that process is a very long-running process. It might last for 30 days. You know, certainly the induction process of a new member into our gymnasium is a 30-day long process. Right? How do we deal with that in a computer system where potentially we might have to shut down the server for planned maintenance halfway through that process? It's certainly unlikely we'd want to do it by waiting on a background thread. Right? So workflow allows us to manage processes that are long-running and stateful. It gives us flexible flow control where we can choose different routes through a process. And it gives us transparency, so it gives us the ability to go back to a very complex business process after the fact and actually see which route did we take through that business process. What path was followed? Right? Why did the system exhibit that behavior? Was it the correct behavior? Right? And then we can optimize and change our business processes as we go. Dynamics CRM uses Windows Workflow Foundation as its workflow engine. So we'll talk a bit about why we might want to use Workflow Foundation. It's been part of the .NET framework from version 3.0, and Workflow Foundation was the underlying workflow engine in Dynamics CRM 4.0. Workflow Foundation is really made up of three things. It's a set of workflow activities, right? And indeed, Dynamics CRM provides a set of workflow activities as well. It's then a workflow runtime, and that runtime manages the execution of our workflows. And it's a set of tooling, so it provides tools such as visual designers that we can use to build out our workflows. In Dynamics CRM 2011, workflow is really, really simple to use. Right? It's approachable for power users, for business analysts, and so forth. For the most part, we're going to be building our workflows in CRM 2011 using the browser-based workflow designer. Right? It's a simple point-and-click workflow designer, and we'll have a look at that shortly. We'll typically be using the out-of-the-box workflow activities that ship with Dynamics CRM 2011. If we want to, we have the option of potentially building some of our own custom workflow activities and including those into our workflows. But once we've built and defined our workflow, we then leave Dynamics CRM to execute that workflow for us. It does that by hosting the Workflow Foundation runtime and managing that execution, managing those stateful processes over the long periods of time which they're going to execute across. So what is a workflow? A workflow is ultimately a set of activities that are going to coordinate people and or software. So some examples of some activities. Escalate to manager, check inventory, create entity, right? Some check conditions. So we might want to compare the properties on an entity to determine which course of action we take through our workflow. So those activities are then organized into some sort of workflow. That workflow can have multiple branches and multiple paths to go from the start of the workflow to the end of that workflow. So in Dynamics CRM, workflow really provides that foundation for long-running business process automation. It's usually going to involve moving around, say, documents or entity records, tasks and activities from one person to another according to a set of rules. So for example, we might have a complex sales process that our sales consultants take a new gym member through when they're going to look to sign up to our gym. We might model that as a workflow, and then that workflow can guide that sales consultant through the process with activities, phone calls, and appointments that they may have to make as they go through that process. We can use rules to define the logic that makes up that particular workflow, and those rules can be very, very rich and expressive. And then workflows in Dynamics CRM are able to be triggered automatically, so for example, when a record is created, or they can also be started manually by a user. So a user may choose to go to a certain customer record and start a workflow for that user. Say they're leaving the gym. We might have a workflow defined for gym leavers. We might go to that gym member and start that Jim Lever workflow. So what are some examples? Things like lead, case, and opportunity routing, right? Where we're actually building a specific process to guide a certain opportunity through the system. So strategic accounts, strategic opportunities, where an opportunity is bigger than $1 million, we'll actually route it through to a particular team or through to a different team that might normally handle that opportunity. Very easy to do that with workflow. Sales processes, we just spoke about sales processes, right? The process through which we qualify the opportunity, the phone calls that we have to make to try and close out that opportunity. If we have highly systemized sales processes in our business, workflow is a really rich way to be able to express those, to have them then implemented, and then to be able to go back and have a degree of visibility over the compliance to that process. But as well as those really complex processes, there's really no job that's too small for workflow. So workflow provides a really easy way to achieve little tasks without having to go to the complexity of writing a plugin. Right? So we can achieve, you know, really simple little tasks. Every time a new lead is created, send an email to the sales team. Anytime an opportunity is closed, schedule the follow-up meeting with the customer. Right? Really simple, sort of 1 to 2 step workflows. Anytime someone changes one of my opportunities, send me an email. Right? So I want to have some visibility over that. Right? Workflow provides us with a very simple way to implement these little rules and tasks. Far simpler than, say, for example, creating a plugin. So as I said earlier, Dynamics CRM 2011 implements Windows Workflow Foundation 4.0. And that really provides us with a bunch of benefits around workflow modeling, around the workflow for designer, and in particular around the performance of our running workflow. So let's drill down and have a bit of a look at these. So when it comes to workflow modeling, workflows in CRM 2011 with Workflow Foundation 4 are now fully declarative workflows. They are entirely defined in XAML. And it's really easy for us to import and export those workflows into and out of CRM as XAML, as XML. Right? So it gives us really an up-to-date model as well for building out our own custom activities. So when we want to work with custom activities, we can now work with the Workflow Foundation 4 model for building those activities out. At the simplest level, authoring workflows in Dynamics CRM 2011 is going to be done through the web-based workflow designer. Now, this is targeted really at non-developer users. This is targeted at power users, at business analysts, and so forth. It's entirely metadata-driven. It's entirely, you know, click-through-based, where we can define the steps in our workflow, the various parameters and rules that make up that workflow, the triggers that are going to trigger off the start of that workflow and the continuation of that workflow, right? And it provides a really rich and sort of easy-to-understand interface for end users to be able to build out these workflows. So let's actually jump and have a bit of a look at the workflow designer and build a really simple workflow. The workflow I'm going to build is a workflow that is going to send me a task to follow up if there are any new customers created in the city of Redmond. Because I'm based here in Redmond, right? So anytime a new customer is created in Redmond, I'm interested, I want a task to be able to follow up. So I'm here inside Dynamics CRM, and I'm going to choose to customize my system. And I'm going to create a process. I'm going to create a new process. I'm going to call this a follow up in Redmond. I want that on the account entity, and it's going to be a workflow. That's then going to open the workflow editor. All right? So you'll see it's follow up in Redmond. This is going to run any time a record is created, which is what I want to do. Any time a record's created, is it a customer in Redmond? If so, create a new task for me. So what I need to do here in the designer is start adding some steps. And the first step I'll add is I need to check, is the customer in Redmond? So I'm going to add a check condition. I get to write a description here. I really encourage you, when you're building workflows, do write these descriptions, because they allow someone to come back later and understand what you were trying to achieve there. So we're going to say, is customer in Redmond? I can then edit that condition by drilling down, clicking this link here. right? So what do I want to do? I want to check if account.address1city equals Redmond. So very easy, again, very approachable for a business analyst type of user, right? So if that's the case, then I'm going to add another step. To create a task for me, all right? And again, I'm going to document it, so I'm going to create a follow-up task. So for that, I'm going to create a new task, and I can then set some properties on that task. So if I drill in, all right, you're going to see it's defaulted to set the regarding property of that task to the account that I'm working with. So that's really useful. It means that when the task appears in my queue, I'm going to be able to drill through, straight through to that account that I'm interested in. I want to give it an obvious subject that I can see at a glance exactly what it's doing. So I'm going to call it a new customer in Redmond. And then I'm going to include that customer's name. And I'm going to do that by inserting a dynamic value. So I'm going to insert account name. And I'm going to be able to insert that here into the subject. So that value is going to be dynamically resolved at runtime when this task is created. I'm going to save that. I'm going to save and close my workflow. I'm then going to activate my workflow so my workflow is actually running. And I'm going to head back and test that out now. So to test that out, very, very simple, I'm going to head back to my workplace. I'm going to create a new account using the really nice new context menus available in CRM 2011. I'm just going to call it my test account. And I'm going to set the city to be Redmond. If I then save and close that, so that's record on create, in the background, my workflow is going to have run. And if I then head over to my activities list, right, so there it is. So that's run asynchronously in the background. Right, and you'll see I now have a task, a new customer in Redmond, my test account. So you'll see that my subject has been appropriately completed based on those dynamic values. And it set the regarding as well to be my test account. So as you can see, that's a really approachable way to solving some of these little tasks by using workflow to do that. Okay, one of the other benefits that we get from the CRM team picking up the .NET 4.0 workflow foundation engine is we get a much richer experience in the workflow foundation for designer. So where we need more capability than is maybe provided by that browser-based designer inside CRM, we can actually export our workflow as XAML, which is an XML representation of the workflow, and then open that for editing inside Visual Studio using the Workflow Foundation for Designer. This is a WPF-based designer, and it really does provide us with a very rich graphical design experience. The designer is designed in such a way that we can rehost that designer. So as an ISV, you may like to explore the opportunities to maybe build your own workflow design application, rehosting the Workflow Foundation 4.0 designer. You'll see some of the rich things that we see in this diagram is that we now have an ability to specify things like check conditions right here in the design surface, right? You'll see where we have custom activities, we can actually choose to expose controls inside the designer that can then be completed on that design surface rather than maybe having to go to the property dialog. And again, the team have really focused on using this workflow foundation for designer as a key scenario when working with CRM workflows, so the ability to export, edit in Visual Studio and re-import is very much a key scenario that's been focused on for this release. So it means we now have multiple designer options when it comes to working with workflows in CRM 2011. For our business power users, our business analysts and so forth, we have the CRM out-of-the-box web designer. And that really does provide us with a very rich ability to work with workflows in a graphical environment, and it works in Dynamics CRM Online as well as on-premise. We then have the option to export as XAML, edit in Visual Studio, and re-import. Again, very much targeted at developers. Right? We don't expect your average business user to be able to pick up and run Visual Studio down on their desktop, but we can then use all of the out-of-the-box CRM workflows, any .NET 4 workflow activities, and indeed we can write some of our own custom activities. A constraint here is that this approach only works on-premise, so there's no ability to use this approach if you're working with CRM Online. And then the final option sort of is really the ISV-focused option, and that is you may want to build your own custom workflow designer. You may want to build one completely from scratch and interpret the XAML yourself. You may want to rehost the Workflow Foundation for Workflow Designer and build a design surface in that way. Again, you can use all the out-of-the-box activities, .NET 4.0 activities, your own custom activities. But once again, it is restricted to on-premise deployment only. A few considerations when you think about building workflows. So the first is that there are no custom workflow activity support in CRM Online. That means you can't write your own custom workflows and deploy them to workflow activities and deploy them to CRM Online for execution. If you find you need to do something like that, the way to achieve it is to use what we call the plugin command pattern. The plugin command pattern is to basically create a plugin on a custom entity. All right. Register that plugin for on create on the custom entity, and then within your workflow, create a new entity instance of that entity, which in turn will execute that plugin, execute the code, and then the workflow will carry on. So by taking this approach, we're able to execute, for example, sandbox plugins as part of a workflow inside CRM Online. Again, if sandbox plugins don't provide you with enough capability, you can choose to use the remote plugin option available through the App Fabric service bus to actually have that code execute remotely with full permissions. When you're building workflow activities, the code, deploy, debug, test, code type of process can be somewhat slow if you're trying to deploy your activity into a full workflow. So our recommendation is to actually write your code outside the context of your activity, to test it outside the context of your activity using some sort of test harness, and then move your code into the activity once your tests have been complete. So in summary, workflow in Dynamics CRM 2011 is fundamental to the management of business processes, both long-running and complex, and indeed those really short task and activity-based processes that we saw earlier on. It is Workflow Foundation 4.0 based, and it provides us with a really rich browser editor that's very approachable for end users and business analysts. We have an ability to use Visual Studio and custom designers for our non-online scenarios, and indeed in the hands-on lab for this particular module, you'll learn how to use the Visual Studio editor. In other presentations around the workflow module, we're going to talk about solution packaging for processes, workflows, and dialogues, as well as the performance improvement and assembly versioning capabilities that we now have in Dynamics CRM 2011.